Well, I mean, anything. I mean, that's the point. Anything that you think is, you know, they're sort of, you know, lovely, wonderful asparagus or watercress, you know, from a specific region that has a flavour because of where it's grown. You know, Kentish cob nuts are delicious, fantastic this time of year. You know, they're just, and it'd be lovely to see those get a bit more publicity as well, because they're still a bit of a hidden gem. And then you've got sort of produced foods like, you know, like the Melton Mowbray pork pie. I mean, the Melton Mowbray people are in, and the Cornish pasty people are in. The Scotch egg people have missed the boat, because that's the other thing, is that if we don't get this accreditation in, you know, quite quickly, then you'll have a situation like we have with cheddar cheese, which is, you know, you can't, cheddar cheese doesn't have an accreditation, because the industry has been, you know, they make so much of it in North America now, Canada and the States, that we no longer own that, you know, as a name. We Brits don't own cheddar, even though, you know, that's that region down in Somerset where the cheese was first made. So it's a kind of, it's also a matter of reclaiming back what's ours, you know, what's our culinary heritage, as opposed to just letting it slip and slide to the rest of the world. But the full English has gone the way of cheddar cheese as well.
And what are the benefits of getting this accreditation?
Well, I mean, one is just putting us on the map in terms of next to our EU partners. Another is that it enables it's a guarantee for small producers that, you know, other larger producers with, you know, or factories with less scruples can't come in. I mean, that's how the Melton Mowbray thing came about, is that Pork Farms came in and set up next door to them and said we're making Melton Mowbray pork pies, and they weren't making them in the, you know, the age-old way that they had always been made in Melton Mowbray. But there was nothing that the people could do, the traditional pie makers could do. So they, you know, that's why they applied for a I think it's a PFN, and they asked for, they said, you know, we'd like to have, you know, it needs to be hand-raised, it needs to be spiced in a certain way, it needs to be, you know, whatever it is, a certain amount of pork and a certain amount of this kind of pork. So they gave it a spec, and then they got the accreditation. And so then, you know, and it had to be made within certain areas. So then Pork Farms couldn't say we are making Melton Mowbray pork pies without doing exactly what the accreditation said they needed to do. So that's good. It's a way of safeguarding.
Is there also a problem in Britain that people aren't really aware of, in this country, of the specialities that are produced here?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when you're putting us up against things like Parma ham and, you know, balsamic vinegar, you know, there are people who'd say that, you know, we don't have food of that class here. But, I mean, they are wrong. And, you know, just because our cider vinegar, you know, isn't aged for 100 years, you can just, you know, age it, you know, for a short amount of time, it's just as good as balsamic vinegar. And we have cheeses here that are just as good as a Parmesan. But it's just, you know, we've got great hams here that is just as good as Parma ham. So it's not that we haven't got it. It's just that we need to have a little bit more pride. And, you know, and from the producer's point of view, they need to go in and actually, you know, do the work and get that accreditation, because it's not that simple, but DEFRA are now providing support for that. But from a consumer's point of view, we need to be looking for these little marks and knowing what they mean and knowing how important they are to the producers, and to our, you know, our country's culinary heritage.